This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This morning, we'll hear about a topic that's a little different than usual. A Verdon native has recently released a children's book called Hattie Mae's Halloween. Claudine Wargle, or some of you might remember her by her maiden name of Claudine Cole, is originally from Verdon and is the daughter of Kendall and Charlotte Cole. Her father is a retired farmer, and she also has a brother, Farley Cole, who farms near Verdon and Girard. She graduated from Verdon Community High School in 1986. Claudine now resides in Clinton, Illinois, with her husband, Thomas Wargle, and two sons. She owns her own agricultural marketing firm, and when she's not busy with work, she spends her time writing. We had a conversation about her business, her family, and, of course, her new book.
I did grow up on a farm just outside of Verdon, Illinois, Macoupin County, and that was a wonderful upbringing. I have lots of fond memories of the farm. From there, I went over to the University of Illinois, studied ag communications, and began to work for a while as an ag journalist writing about beef cattle production for the Drover's Journal magazine. So many years have gone by. I did get a master's degree in communications at Illinois State and started a business doing marketing research, so online surveys, focus groups, in-depth interviews, that type of thing. Started that when my first child was born. So I am married and live in Clinton, Illinois now. My husband's Thomas Wargle, and we have two teenage sons. So that definitely keeps us busy.
I'm sure. It's with the business and family time, I can imagine. Now, do you live on a farm now, or what does your husband do?
Well, I'm happy to say we're still at least somewhat involved in agriculture. He is a farm manager, and it's definitely, you know, he's not a farmer. I certainly understand the difference there. It would be lovely to be living on a farm, but we are fortunate to both have careers that are still linked to agriculture.
Great. And besides your family and your business, you have actually just written a book. But before we go into that, let's talk a little bit about your business. You own a marketing research firm, I guess you'd say.
Right. I worked in public relations and communications to farmers for a number of years. For example, I was on the staff of the Illinois Soybean Association for a while. And in that position, I got to review research that was done by other firms. So they would do surveys about farmer behaviors, farmer opinions, you know, what kind of technology were they implementing and why or why not. And I always found it very fascinating to review those reports and that data. So at some point, I decided, you know what, I want to be able to do that too. I'd like to be able to ask questions to better understand people's behavior. Because there are a lot of companies and organizations out there that really do need to understand what's going on the farm, and what the farmer needs and wants. And so I kind of play the role of the liaison there, if you will.
Sure. So basically, would a business come to you if they were wanting more insight about their customers or how to better serve their customers that they have already?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so a lot of times it's actually the work I do would be for an association, you know, just wanting to better understand what kind of communications farmers would want to appreciate, what would they like to know more about, and help give them the tools to be able to implement different technologies on their farms.
So besides that work, you just, like I had mentioned, you just wrote a book. So could you tell us the name of your book and a little bit about it? What's the story about?
Yeah, so I was just able to release Hattie Mae's Halloween as an illustrated paperback book. It's been available for a while as a Kindle book, but I really decided I needed to have it in print in order to give them just more opportunity to have it in their hands and read it. So Hattie Mae Bramble is a little girl growing up on a farm, actually in central Illinois, imagine that. And so Hattie is creative and determined, and she loves Halloween, it's her favorite holiday. So her school has a costume contest, and the principal asks the students to do their best to be original. And Hattie really takes that to heart and comes up with a costume she thinks is great. The sticker is that not everybody thinks it's a wonderful idea, and so she gets challenged on it a bit, and Hattie has to decide whether to stand her ground or adjust what she's going to do. So she definitely faces a decision.
So this sounds like a very entertaining and a book that could teach children a lesson if they're reading this. With this children's book, did you take any of your own childhood experiences? You said that Hattie is from Central Illinois. Did you use any of your own childhood experiences when writing this book?
Oh, absolutely. You know, writing just gives me an opportunity to bring back memories of what was wonderful about growing up on the farm. And so much was, and I think it's a great, you know, medium to use to share the joys and magic of the farm with other kids, since fewer and fewer of us are living on farms these days. You know, as far as drawing on my own memories, you know, we raised hogs, and there are some pigs that figure rather prominently in the storyline, so that was, you know, definitely based on some memories of mine.
Great. Well, that will be fun for the kids to read, I'm sure, and maybe some adults too. Now, you have a signing for this book coming up.
Yeah, I'm really excited to be coming back to Verdon, where I grew up, to the Sly Fox bookstore that's right there on the square on Springfield Street. You know, it's always kind of fun to come home, and it's going to be extra, just really special for me to be able to come back there as part of launching this book. It's actually going to be the first place where I'm out signing it, besides the little festival that we had here in Clinton. So I'll be there on Saturday, October 17th from 11 till 1, and just be on hand to sign books and visit with people and answer questions.
And that's at the Sly Fox Bookstore in Verdon?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, well, is there anything about the book, Claudine, that we haven't covered that you'd like our listeners to know about, or any other topics?
Oh, I just, you know, I hope people, if people are curious about the book, they'll give it a read and to think about if there are any young kids in their life who would enjoy the story because they don't have the opportunity to visit the farm or live on the farm. You know, it does talk about that lifestyle, and I think it puts it in a positive light. And purchasing the book is kind of like a vote, I think, for the farm lifestyle in a way, because it does help us tell their story.
And it's perfect timing because Halloween is just around the corner.
Oh, yeah. I think, you know, people more and more give little surprises to their kids for a variety of holidays, including Halloween. And so I don't think you can ever feel bad about giving a book as a gift to a child. So that's something to think about.
Claudine will be at the Sly Fox Bookstore in Verdon tomorrow, Saturday, October 17th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. to sign and answer questions about her new book, Hattie Mae's Halloween. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.